Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Boston Bruins. In this podcast, I talk about what the Boston Bruins need to improve upon and who they should target for the trade deadline. Heading into this season, the Boston Bruins were expected to be a borderline playoff team, and some even thought they might miss the playoffs because they had just lost the heart and soul of their team in Patrice Bergeron, and David Krejci had also retired. This meant that the Boston Bruins would be without their top two centers from last year. On top of losing Bergeron and Krejci, the Bees also traded away Taylor Hall and Nick Foligno to the Chicago Blackhawks, and lost Tyler Bertuzzi and Dmitry Orlov. To free agency. To replace those players they lost in the free agency, to replace the players they lost in the offseason, they signed JVR and brought back Milan Lucic, and also signed Kevin Shattenkirk. In order for the Bruins to have success this year, they would have to rely on Pavel Zacha and Charlie Coyle to be their top two centers and get contribution from the young players in their bottom six. The Boston Bruins have done it again and have seamlessly transitioned from one captain to another like they did when Chara retired and Bergeron was named captain. Many had doubts in Marchand's ability to be a captain, and they also had doubts in the Bruins' ability to bounce back after being bounced in the first round by the Florida Panthers after having the league's best record in the regular season last year. But they were able to do so. As of today, the Boston Bruins have the best record in the NHL with an 11-1-1 record, having scored 44 goals for and 25 goals against. Although they are a middle-of-the-pack team in terms of goal scoring, this team is defined by their defensive identity as they have allowed the fewest goals against in the league this year once again. The emergence of Matthew Poitras as an NHL-caliber center has allowed the Bruins to roll four lines, and both JVR and Trent Frederick have stepped up big time to produce offensively. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Looking at the Bruins lineup, their main issue is depth scoring because aside from David Pastrnak and Brad Marchand, they don't have anyone who scores on a consistent basis. While they will get production from all four lines, the majority comes from the top line. Adding a top six forward would definitely help out the Bruins. Ideally, this forward can play both center and right wing and can play in all situations. As well as JVR and Trent Frederick have played in the early going, it's not gonna last and will not cut it when the Bruins are in the stretch run of the season, when teams start getting into playoff mode. Players like John Beecher and Oscar Steen have done a good job on the fourth line thus far, filling in for injured players, but in the playoffs, the Bruins probably will need more experienced players in the lineup, especially at the center position. Milan Lucic will also fit into the equation, but the Bruins may want to save Lucic for the actual playoffs. Therefore, the Bruins could benefit from adding some veteran depth forwards, as you could never have enough depth come playoff time. Elias Lindholm. The big fish on the trade market this year is Elias Lindholm of the Calgary Flames. Lindholm fits the description of what the Boston Bruins need. A center-right wing combo who plays in all situations and can hold his own on his own line, apart from Pastrnak and Marchand. Now, Elias Lindholm will take a hefty price tag to acquire, but if Boston is able to land him, that would instantly make them a Stanley Cup favorite. He is currently making $4.85 million this season, which would make him an even more attractive target for the Bruins. Jack Roslovic. Jack Roslovic is in the last year of his two-year contract with the Columbus Blue Jackets and has gotten off to a great start with 7 points in 11 games. Like Elias Lindholm, Roslovic can also play center and right wing and plays in all situations. Because Roslovic plays for a bad Columbus team, he does not get much shine, but he is a solid player if you put him on a contending team like the Bruins. Roslovic makes $4 million this season, so Columbus might have to retain a portion of his salary. With the addition of Logan Cooley, Alex Kerfoot, and a returning Nick Bjugstad, who has worked his way up to being the second line center, it seems as though Jack McBain is reduced to being the fourth line center for the Coyotes. Although McBain has 4 goals and 7 points in 12 games, he could find himself playing an even greater role if traded to a team without a logjam of centers. The great thing is that the Bruins wouldn't have to give up much to acquire McBain as they would for Lindholm or Roslovic. Another Arizona Coyote player the Boston Bruins could target is Travis Boyd, who has fallen out of favor in Arizona because of the arrival of new players this offseason. Last season, at times, Boyd played on the first line, but he also played on the second and third lines. Boyd is a versatile center who had put up 30-plus points the past two seasons and would be a valuable depth piece for the Bruins on that fourth line. The St. Louis Blues will be looking to trade away their veteran players for picks at the deadline, and Oscar Sundquist is no exception. Oscar Sundquist is exactly the player the Boston Bruins need in their bottom six. He is a versatile and hard-hitting forward who is not afraid to mix it up. He is a well-traveled veteran who has some playoff experience, which is always useful come playoff time. Anthony Duclair and Luke Cunnan. Since the San Jose Sharks will most likely be sellers at the trade deadline, the Bruins should try to pry away players such as Anthony Duclair and Luke Cunnan. The likelihood of Cunnan getting moved is less likely than Duclair, but at the right price, the Sharks might be willing to part with him. Anthony Duclair is the definition of a role player, who you can slot all over the lineup, who you can shift all over the lineup, and would be a valuable asset for a deep playoff run. Duclair has a bit of playoff experience as well, which the Bruins might like. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Here's the projected lineup with Elias Lindholm. The first line is Brad Marchand, Pavel Zacha, and David Pastrnak. Second line is JVR, Elias Lindholm, and Charlie Coyle. Danton Heinen, Matthew Poitras, and Trent Frederick. Fourth line is Milan Lucic, Morgan Geeky, and Patrick Brown. First D pair is Hampus Lindholm and Charlie McAvoy. Second D pair is Matt Grizzlick and Brandon Carlo. Third D pair is Derek Forbert and Kevin Shattenkirk. Goalies are Linus Ullmark and Jeremy Swayman. This is how the Boston Bruins lineup looks like with Jack Roslovic. First line is JVR, Pavel Zacha, and David Pastrnak. Second line is Brad Marchand, Jack Roslovic, and Jake DeBrusk. Third line is Danton Heinen, Matthew Poitras, and Trent Frederick. Fourth line is Milan Lucic, Morgan Geeky, and Patrick Brown. The defense and goaltending remain the same. This is how the lineup looks like with Jack McBain and Luke Cunnan. First line is JVR, Pavel Zacha, and David Pastrnak. Second line is Brad Marchand, Jack McBain, and Matthew Poitras. Third line is Jake DeBrusk, Charlie Coyle, and Morgan Geeky. Fourth line is Milan Lucic, Trent Frederick, and Luke Cunnan. The defense and goaltending remain the same. This is how the lineup looks like with Anthony. This is how the lineup looks like with Duclair, Boyd, and Sundquist. First line is Brad Marchand, Pavel Zacha, and David Pastrnak. Second line is JVR, Charlie Coyle, and Anthony Duclair. Third line is Jake DeBrusk, Matthew Poitras, and Trent Frederick. Fourth line is Milan Lucic, Tyler Boyd, and Oscar Sundquist. The defense and goaltending remain the same. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talk podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my travel channel at youtube.com/@HockeyWizTravel. Do the Boston Bruins really need to make a trade for a star like Elias Lindholm? Probably not, but they probably should get some help for their top six and add some depth pieces at the trade deadline if they want to make a deep playoff run, because the roster as it is now is not going to cut it. In my next podcast, I'll be talking about potential trade targets for the Toronto Maple Leafs.